The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight. Lord, we know you are here. You are in this place. And you are here because of us. You are here to meet every heart tonight. You are here to meet your people. You are here in the midst of your church. Thank you. We give you glory and honor. Welcome your presence here tonight, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way in the midst. Have your way in this place. Have your way over every one of your people. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, we bless the Lord for all the help we've been receiving in equipping, empowering us, equipping us, and making us fitting for what God has called us into, and also for the demand of God that is coming upon us in our generation. We must be able to, we must be found standing in our generation, must be found ready for God's commitment of harvest in our generation. The devil can be, or his sons can be ahead of us. We must be ahead, amen. And that's why we've been having, we had that Monday, Tuesday, I believe that you were all in that meeting. I believe you were there, and I believe it's not just a meeting for it, just an evening. There are materials that we have to go over and over and over again until the passion and the grace for preaching rests on us. There's grace that comes with preaching. There's also the experience that comes with it. If you are not there, you don't know what is there. If you are not there, you don't know what is there, and you don't know the benefits or the blessing that is there. So we're seeing that God wants every believer. If you don't do it, it's just because you fail in doing it, not because it's not part of your calling. It's a calling of all believers to be able to intermediate, stand between man and God. That's the reason for God raising a fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. It's not church service. In church work, that's where perfecting happens for another work. Not for the work in the church, for another work. So the church is designed for building up of saints, for the work of the ministry. It's ministry of that priestly ministry that has to do with what God intends for every man, to be between man and God, Jesus Christ. There's one mediator between man and God, Jesus Christ. And everyone that Jesus Christ built also must be able to do that. Which take of God and take it to man. Take of man, take it to God. All of that is our general ministry. And it's expressed, primarily it's expressed in preaching. Amen. I don't know if any teaching priest that does not, any priest that has to do with priest of the law, that does not teach. If you're a priest, that's a priest of the law, you have to teach. Because your mouth is ordained to give knowledge. And the law of the Lord should be sought from your mouth. Amen. That is generally for everybody. So I don't want you to be comfortable in doing other things that are also could be necessary. And feel that you have done your part in church. No. You have not done your part. That part is needed for you to enter into some measure of perfection. If you have not preached the gospel, there's an imperfection you cannot enter into. That's the truth about it. There's a perfection you cannot. Because offering, to make offering, the reason for the house of Levi is to make offerings in righteousness. To offer. One of the place of offering is what comes out of your mouth. We're going to see a little bit more today. So that you can't get to charity and not with the unction to speak. That you're not there. That's why charity is not about giving to people clothing. Those who doesn't have food, give them food. Like we have said, that is elementary expression of love. It's that we got in and it still remain with us, but that is not itself charity. It's not itself. So I believe strongly that all of the meetings are all rolling together. Eh? So it's the same work being done from many sides. It's many-sided wisdom of God. To achieve the same thing that God wants to achieve. If it doesn't come from the many side, it won't achieve it. Amen. Amen. So please, you're going to take the material, listen over and over to it. I don't know how many times I'm going to listen to it. Maybe it's a kind of work with document. Over and over, and over and over, and over, over and over, until something happened to you. Until you hit the passion. Until you see, you hear like God said to you, you have to speak of me before men. Until you hear it, don't stop. It doesn't matter how much we try to push you. If you don't hear it in your spirit, it'll still be like somebody's pushing you. Or it can also come from your side until you make a commitment from your heart. That Lord Jesus, anywhere you want to speak of you, I will. For me, that's the commitment I made many years ago. Anywhere. And that becomes the problem. Anywhere is anywhere. So anywhere I go, I'm always aware of, Lord, do you have anything to say here? Do you have anything to say here? And I'm so sure the Holy Ghost has his own interest and joy. You're asking me, I have something to say. And that's the beginning of preaching. That's the beginning of preaching. So, I didn't start preaching from fellowship. I started preaching by commitment to Jesus. Because for Simon and fellowship in those days, it took a long time for them to believe that we are serious. Myself and some of my friends. Because when a sister says to him, and because of the way we dress, I've been wearing punk for a long time. You have seen? They can't deny that we are born again. But they can't trust us. So, and we knew there was no problem. I knew that there's no problem. So, We're not made executive early. So I have my own platform anywhere I get to. And that was just it. So by the time they got convinced, they got convinced that I think these people are serious. Only that not in our own way. Because we were not wearing pencil trousers. You know what I'm saying? At that time it was pencil trousers, very pencil. I never wore pencil trousers. I never wore it. Even from home, I never wore it. Worse is that I was very tall, my legs were very long. Can you imagine how pencil trousers would look like on another? Long legs. So I came from at least a fairly fashionable a system. You wear what fits you. You don't wear things by compulsion. So beyond the fact that maybe we knew that it was not wrong, I just knew that it's not going to look good on me. So after some years, they were convinced that I think these people are. Now, I told you because a story about my friends also. We live in the same place in Nondo. Who said they like our trousers, then they don't mind them. I've told you before, right? Said they like our trousers, don't mind them. One day. Any one of them will say, "Sew trousers for me." He has been boasting it for a long time, and truly, it came to pass. That we're going home one after a session. Some of them came and said, "Oh, system, so trousers for us." Said, "Did they have told you? Did they ask come?" I won't sew our size. I will sew. Oh my God. All of us will look alike. So I was just saying that. So we didn't get preaching on the pulpit, okay? I didn't get preaching on the pulpit for a long time. But all those places are mine, and I enjoy free flow of the Spirit. That when we became fellowship leaders and we have to come on, it was not a big deal. Because it's easier to preach in fellowship than to preach in public. And then you know that. It's easier. So please, that's a good way to desire, good things to desire. And I'm just reminding us that that's also is one of the things I've seen is that goes with the attainment of charity. Say amen. Amen. So we're still going to go a little bit on that today. God helping us. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're reading John, it should be 13, right? John 13, let's go back there today. 13. So we're reading from verse 3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand and that he was come from God, and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and gathered himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was guarded. Then coming to eat to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." Amen. Peter said unto him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Because he was only seeing it from a servant duty. Right? It's actually servants or those who are low in the house that take that assignment of washing feet. So he said to him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part in me." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head plus my feet." You only wash not only my feet, you wash my hands, my head, plus my feet. Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not to not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. So, for he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So, if ye are not all clean, it must be two things. That the water that washes is not clean water, or the heart position does not allow the water to wash. Because it's Jesus who is washing the people, we are sure that it's clean. We're sure it's clean water. So it's clear that those who are not clean are those whose heart towards the Lord is not right. Those are not in the course. Or those who are by the wayside. Those are not in the way. Amen. Because the cleansing is for those who are in the way. When we are washed, we are washed, first of all, we are washed for the purpose of God. We are washed because God needed people who are washed. Then we are washed for ourselves also. Are you with me? We are washed because the Lord requires those who are washed. And we are washed because we ought to be washed for ourselves. So there are those who are not in that way, who are not in the way of being washed for the cause of the Lord, who are by the way. Do you remember that? The parable of the sower, those who fell by the wayside, the seed that fell by the wayside. So, because it's the seed of the kingdom, your cleansing is for the kingdom cause. It's a kingdom that demands your washing. If you are not washed, there's no way you can cite the kingdom. The washing, your being washed, is also attached to your beings, or is attached to your sin. Your being washed is attached to your sin. If you are not washed, you can't see. So washing is your sin. That's why that man that was blind, he said, go and wash in the pool called Sent. He went to wash and he came seeing. Can you see that? So if you don't, even if the Lord lay hands on you and you don't go to wash in the pool of the Sent, on the apostolic pool, the pool which is called Sent, is the apostolic pool. Is the pool of those who are sent, or the pool of the sent ones. Amen. That's the pool that can provide you clean water. So when you watch, you can come back seeing what you should see. You should be seeing the kingdom of God. You should be seeing dominion. You should be seeing the word of God. You should not be the world of the flesh. You should not be struggling with flesh. Say amen. You should be pressing, you should be sighting the kingdom. And that's the reason why you have to be born again. If somebody might be born again, it cannot see. So the reason why you are born again is to see. So anybody who is not seeing is blind. And it's a sign that he has not been washed. Do you get it? So it's not, that wash is not ordinary. He has power to go to the highs. So if you see in the book of Ezekiel 36, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Are you there with me, please? Your own land. Then will I sprinkle, is in your land, is in your own land. that I will sprinkle clean water upon you. That's why when Jesus gave the mandate of going into the world, he gave it to the sent ones. It's because of that water. The water he promised is the clean water. Say, I will, thank you, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. It's an apostolic commission. Amen. That's very, very important. Because God, Jesus has already promised them that I'm going to bring clean water in Ezekiel. And the clean water is to clean you. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and it shall be clean. It shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Amen. So the clean water is what can clean from, can you see that word? From all your, not some of your, from all your. So when we say some things, it's not just, we're not saying them because of people. Sometimes people believe that I'm not, I'm too straight in what things I say. Did the Lord give you the architecture of how things be done and how to be done that way alone? Show you that kind of thing. I read it in many ministers. I read it in them. I see it. And sometimes I hear the comments also. But we all have our gifts and callings and graces which God gave to each person for our common help. So we can get the job done very well, okay? What he gave to others is not what he gave to me. And I look into, when I meet people, I look at the grace that Jesus gave to you and what we're supposed to receive from it. That's what I mean. I deal with people by grace. I can deal with you as a brother, okay? We do a brotherly things. It's my brother. But when it comes to gospel assignment, I deal by grace. And so, if there are other ways to do it, I won't. Many years ago, I said, Jesus said to me, that the only way to understand him is to understand eternal life. Now, he said it to me for myself. He also said it to me for his people. So if I say he said it to me and you feel that, what? Then you have a problem. Your problem issue is so you go and find out if it's so. Because he must say it to somebody. So if a white man says it now, you respect it more. Many things we say, if a white man says it, we will attend to it more. If it was Rick Jones meeting that happened and he said it, all pastors in Nigeria will be painting it and will cut the place and be pasting it on the page. So it's still from our racial complex. Amen. And I've said that now for more than 20 years. I've said that. And every day, every year, I still reduce the reality of that. It's getting more real every day. The Lord said, if you're going to teach power, the way to teach accurately is to come to the understanding of eternal life. If you're going to teach anointing, that's the doorway. Because that's the doorway of who I am. You don't come down to that doorway, you either teach. You know, he said to the Pharisees, you always err. You always miss the mark. Not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. That power of God is life. You have to know scripture and know life to put the thing there and to be exact. If it's exact, it means that you can't shift it from the place. If you shift it, it will shift you. Like I said, you can do nothing against the truth. I can't hear you, please. So you can't shift truth. If you shift truth, it will shift you. If you think you have shifted truth, you are the one that has shifted. Sun is where sun is. It is Iyatobako's sun. At the time where your shadow will cast. Sun is not moving. We are the one moving. The earth is the one moving around the sun. Sun is not moving. That's why when you left yesterday, you will come back and meet it there tomorrow. Say, hey, man. I went to the house, please. So, to get God's result, there's a way God wants it to be done. We can go for 100 years until we are ready to go God's way. We will only be getting our own result. We won't get God's result. So, God's thing can't just be done. If it can be done anyhow, you just don't spend 30 years learning. A child who has been learning from childhood. Learned in 30 years. He began to preach after 30 years and he was still learning. So he was a son. What happened to him? He learned to the cross. Because it's the things of God. You have to learn it. It's not your things. You can't just say, let be my own way. After you have done it your way, when you meet him later, he will tell you that you did all of it. You did it your way. You never sought me. Because when you seek me, then you find me, right? Uh-huh. You can't just observe and say, I like that. I see that the way church does it. I like that church. You don't do that. You seek God. That's why kingdom is with those who seek. Seek you first. Not ask you first. Seek you first. When it's kingdom, you seek. It's then you find. Say, hey, man. Hallelujah. So, what I'm saying is that clean water belongs to Jesus. It's the Lord himself who himself has the clean water. The clean water is part of him. Part of his nature. And it can't reach to us except the waters are committed to some people not because of preference, because of apprehension. Because it's not easy to keep the water clean. The devil wants to ensure the water is unclean. So even when you are serious, you can't be clean. Yes, even when you are intentionally, you are devoted. And you give all your life to it. No matter how much you give your life, you can't be clean. Because that water is not clean water. So God chose men. That's it. When he chose Paul, that's one of the problems in the day of Paul. Paul is too emphatic. Paul is too emphatic. How can a man say, other furniture can normally? One human being among. Can you see it now? Amen. So it's not democratic. God is not a democratic. Oh, okay, they attend there. Let me share to them so on. He can give what belongs to all of us to one person. And he will demand all of us to go and collect for that person. And doesn't mean that person is highly exalted. He said, trust also on him to keep it such that all of us can have it. If they give it to him and we don't all have it, they also ask him, how did you keep it? So he left off job on him, to him it was given. God, nobody can receive anything except it were given. So Paul didn't conjure it, it was given to him of Jesus. But he magnified his office to say, this matter, now me then give it to. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is already laid. And he said, I lay the foundation. I see, it's already laid. Say, hey, man. I have laid. Can I see verse 10? according to the grace of God, which is given to unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid. So when you hear the word, other foundation cannot man lay that which already laid. You would think that maybe all of them laid it. He now said, I have laid the foundation. That which I laid, no man should lay on another one. Even if I come back to lay it again, let me be accursed. If I come back and say, let me lay it again. That means that when he was laying it, there's an apprehension on him. That Paul was not too sure that if he comes to lay it again, he can lay that like that. I don't know if you have written some paper before. Like when I was writing my PhD program, thesis, for a long time I was feeling, hey, wahala. If I see this is written, and I see the volume, and the, you know when you write discussion in first degree, when you write three pages, you feel like you have written something. When you see discussion of 25 pages, so seeing it alone is a scare. I just felt, am I ready for this trouble? And the time came, I just said, Those who write it, they have two heads. So I gave myself a month. Wake up every day. Either read the work, think about it, reflect on it for a month. By the time I start writing, by the time I finish writing, and I had it edit, and I read it again, I said, who wrote this work? But I'm sure that I'm not too sure I can ever see that. So definitely a grace rested for that moment on me for that. When I submitted, nobody corrected it. It was powerful. Like you, maybe if you use a ChatGPT to write things up, it's like there's not to amend in it. And so I'm saying to that I can't boast. That's the academic work. This is a revolutionary work. So Paul himself is not giving that because it was apprehension that laid what we had seen in Christ about Christ. It was that laid it that taught Paul, and he laid it for everybody. So it means that if you are going to lay Christ in a Jew, you go and take Paul's foundation and lay it. So all the other apostles took Paul to lay. When it was time to lay pure foundation, when it was time to leave milk and to start building, they all went to Paul's epistle. Are you doing the house, please? So that is what apprehension does. What apostolic apprehension does. Sometimes some of the things we do, for example, or materials we handle on the radio program, sometimes when they are discussing it, I said, did I preach that? All the materials there today, all we have in the morning teaching, were preached at a time. I know when it was preached, when we were under the house there, something rested when we were on that side. Something rested at that point for some basic foundational work to be laid. So you can't just do God's things at any time. You can't. And not everybody can do everything God wants to do. There's a particular work God wants to do, and he picks people that will do it. And once it's done, we must accept that it's been done for us. Must not see it as being done for them. Say amen. The church has not come to that reality, and that's why we are really speaking. We are not people of truth. We are online people. We are media church. We are not truth church. Passion in our heart is not how to know truth. We assume we know truth because we know Bible. The Bible is a guideline to point to truth. God will will that all men be saved, and the man will come to the knowledge of the truth. So they say, each time you say come, it's migration. Men have to journey to truth. You don't just know truth just like that. You journey to truth. You must be willing to take that journey to truth. But truth is not a thing. Truth is a person. When you get there, you know you met somebody. And something happened to you. You cannot meet truth and remain the same. Something of truth. Something gets to you. That becomes like a delay block inside of you that just makes you stay. In the midst of lie and all of that, you just stay. You are stable. It was you met truth. Are you in the house, please? So, clean water was the reason why God chose the apostles. They are the only one that can keep that water clean. Every believer cannot keep it clean. Say amen. It is when men are washed with the clean water that they can have access to that water. If you are not washed by that clean water, you can't access clean water. Now, can you see why it becomes difficult to attend to charity? Because if you don't access clean water, you can't attend to charity. That's why I'm seeing that this whole thing, both thing is not as simple. Look at the way Malachi called it. Talking about the commitment of the Lord to take the sons of Levi and purify silver. They are supposed to be silver, and there's the way silver is purified, but purify not just as silver, and purge them. You shall purify the sons of Levi. Can you say? You shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. If you purify them as silver, see the way it is here. It's not just going to purify them as silver. So go ahead and purify them as gold. Because silver is Christ. You have just purified them as silver. You shall sit as a refiner, as purifier of silver. You shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. As gold and silver. So that's a gold. To refine a gold is higher than. So it means that so that they can all have access to offering in righteousness. It's like they are all worthy. They are all acceptable. You know, it's just like when you somebody's teaching you for work. Amen. But instead of teaching you for work, he has put jam syllabus inside it. So you're supposed to go through your whole level. Amen. Do your work. That's number 10. Then go and do your jump. You are not supposed to do jump and work the same year like we're doing it now. That's why it is supposed to be 17 years. You finish school in 16 years, spend 1 year, 17 years. But we're impatient. So you have work syllabus, you have jump syllabus. Sometimes you have some schools who can combine, or they have qualified teachers. Who can combine work syllabus and jam syllabus? You will know that such a child, when he's prepared, will be higher than work syllabus. When he's doing work, he will do work more easily because he has been prepared higher than work. So it means that that kind of child can have AIDS easily. Not as more than if you had prepared him only for work. Do you understand saying that? That's that you have gone over syllabus for him. And if he's able to cope with it, it means that you have already upgraded his aptitude to handle such exams. So such child, if you have he has been trained for, I'm making this, I just want to make it as simple as possible. Amen. If he has been tutored with or trained with the work syllabus alone, maybe you could have had C4. But when this teacher who's competent in JAM standard teaches him, such child can have A easily. Because his capacity has been enhanced. So that's why the Lord in Christ's world is not trying to just pass us. He wants to really do the job, thorough work. So he's going to go through every area that needs to be touched to ensure that we are equipped or we are made. That's why you see, Peter said, and for so shall an entrance, that word entrance means that, or gallant welcome. When you see a child now who's got 350 in JAM, who has 6A1 in WAEC, can you see that? He doesn't have to do anything, just need to go back home and get ready for your admission. He doesn't need to know any professor anywhere. So for such child, he shall have a gallant admission. So that is exactly what the Lord as a priest over the house does. In coming back to charity, is to ensure that you have access. You have so much access. For so shall an entrance be ministered to you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I think that is exactly the job of the apostleship of the clean water, is to make men. Can you see that? So if you don't go through the purification of their water, you will struggle for entrance. And because the door, just give that example, to enter the kingdom is like have a needle. So it means that it's not easy for entrance. It's not easy for entrance. Have a needle is a very small door that animals that have carried burden passes through into the yard. So they can't carry burden to it. You have to unburden them. The space is only for them without their burden. So they call it the eye of a needle. So that is what entrance gate to the kingdom is, the eye of a needle gate. It's not easy for flesh to go through. So they must have beating flesh to a spirit. So I can be like a wind. A wind, a spirit that can easily meander itself. And when a person has gone through that process, it can have gallant entry, easy entrance. What seems difficult and almost impossible for flesh. Like when the disciples asked Jesus, then who can be saved? When the young rich ruler came and showed interest in inheriting the kingdom, and Lord raised standard of the kingdom to him, and he said, how hard is it for them that had riches to enter the kingdom? Now, the apostle thought it was because of natural riches. They didn't know it was by reason of soul riches. How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? That's Mark. And disciples were astonished at his word. And again, I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Are you there with me? When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed. I mean, for somebody to say, Lord, what shall I do to enter the kingdom? He was desirous. He wanted to enter the kingdom. He really wants to enter the kingdom. It's not like somebody who say, enter the kingdom and say, which one does that mean? He came to the Lord to want to enter. So when the Lord said, it's hard. They were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. But with God. And that was, but not with God. But this one says, but with God, all things are possible. It means that it is only God that has the materia. It's only God that has what it takes for entrance. It's only God that can take away human riches from him and make him poor in the spirit. Say amen. And that's why everything about salvation, you have to depend on the Lord. So it's the Lord who ordained the apostles. It's the Lord who ordained Paul. So if you are going to be saved, you will go to Paul and seek for that foundation. Or else, you will not be saved. Up to now, there are ministers who still argue Paul. After 2,000 years. Why should Paul? I said, you should ask Jesus to open my eyes to see why Paul. Why Paul wrote that? No, why should Paul write it? It's Lord, open my eyes to see why Paul wrote it. Yes. Not questioning Paul's writing. Praise God. Are you with me in the house, please? So pure water is essential. And it's when we are washed with pure water that we can wash the feet of one another. If we don't have access to pure water, we don't have what it takes to wash one another. So it means that if you are going to wash somebody's feet, like we said before, you must have been washed. It's because you are washed, that's how you can wash another. If you are not washed, you don't have right to wash. You must have attained to certain age in the spirit to be able to wash. That's why, from God's design, are you in the house here together, please? From God's design, a child should not marry. If you don't have water, you should not marry. Is that not true? Ephesians 5. Let's see. 5. Ephesians 5. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. God helping us today. I believe the Lord is going to walk in our hearts, okay? And empower us with so much grace. Can you see this place in verse 20? Let me start from verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So, part of the water is understanding of the will of the Lord. Understanding is not easy. It's not simple to understand. Understanding. Can you see that place? Understanding. So you're in the school of understanding what the will of the Lord is. And so by that, you will not be drunk with wine. So a Christ man should not be drunk with wine. You don't rescue a Christ man from wine. It can't be drunk with wine. It doesn't. Amen. It's mature. That's why you see the requirement for all the bishops and deacons. There are no people you take wine from. They have capacity of control. Apart from not wanting to taste wine. Say amen. Hallelujah. Now, when you grow up in culture, I see wine as part of daily drink. So, you know, when you grow up, thank God Yoruba land was quickly rescued from the M world. The M world, the Yoruba land, and our forefathers in those days, M is the way to finish the day. You know what I'm saying? So if they write epistle at that time, it will appear like this, okay? So it's not legality to go and start drinking now. And it's for such foundation. Even when you have that foundation, by mystery of faith, must have gained control over being lured to wine. I went in the house together, please. And you know there's a way wine is sweet to the mouth of an uncircumcised soul. Wine is sweet. Huh? Amen. In those days, when I say, when people take beer and they, I wonder exactly, is it? They take Gouda in the cup and they. So I used to feel that it must be sweet. Until I tasted it, I said, then we are two different human beings on it here. We are not exactly the same human being. You know what I'm saying? All these things bitter. I mean, when I now did microbiology, and we have to do the pH, all of that. The taste is lightly bitter. So what is that made flesh? So soul can see. So soul can have a taste higher than what the taste buds is saying. What is drinking it is not the mouth, it's the soul. Even with that soul that has been that way calibrated, when it learns Christ, Christ will recalibrate it. That it will not be given to wine. Are we here together? So maybe wine now will be. What is wine nowadays? Your handset. So you should not be looking for wine, palm wine. It's the same thing that palm wine was doing to soul, that answer is doing to soul now. I'm saying, they have told us that some years from now you won't be using answer anymore. You'll be using your skin. Through the sheep. You will transfer money through your. Because this world is drunk already. It's drunk. They are drunk with artificial intelligence. It's a new wine. It's a new wine that kings are drunk with. And they are committed to giving the wine to every human being. But by the gospel, they are even saying by the gospel that a soul can be recalibrated. That is the power of the gospel. If it comes to a soul problem, the gospel has the power. That's why I believe that if it's going to take the whole world taking sheep, it will not be the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is on the soul. It's not. It can't be on the finger. It's on the soul. So don't think about when they're saying collect the sheep, where will I run to? No, it's not. It can never be on the skin. It can never be. What will take you to hell can't be what is in your skin. It must be what is in your soul. I understand that way of it getting to your blood system can affect your soul. Can leave effect on your soul. But the gospel also has the potential vital instrument to also reach to souls and rid them from the control. Maybe they can control they won't use. But this is another higher control here. So we're not going to fight technology. We will fight spirits. We wrestle not with against flesh and blood, right? Against principalities and powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. So it's the ideology, the reasonings that those things bring. We are going to violate all the laws that their evil invention through artificial intelligence will bring. Yes, by the power of the gospel. We are going to take all men, but those who believe, they that trust in the Lord, in the name of the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. Amen. That cannot be removed, but abided forever. Not abided for today, forever. And those who trust in the name of the Lord shall put their trust in Him, and they shall never be forsaken that trust in the name of the Lord. They shall never be forsaken. Say amen. So the gospel is just about being preached again. Hallelujah. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So we're in Ephesians. Let's see that, please. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So be filled with the Spirit, that is not be filled with the Holy Ghost. It's be filled with Christ's wine. Well, Christ also is a wine. Christ is both water. You know, wine is water and some chemicals. Eh? It's water and some chemicals. So in Christ, there is water to wine. So, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself. Right? So speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Are you there? Giving thanks always for all things unto God. So it means that when you are filled with this Christ Spirit, you'll be able to give in thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you there with me, please? Submitting yourself one to another. That's under the Spirit. So it's not Holy Ghost. It's Christ's Spirit. In the fear of God, He moves straight. The wife, submit yourself unto your own husband. Say, amen. But remember, He was talking about understanding the will of the Lord. Submit yourself one to another. As brethren. And because you are submitting yourself to one another. So how do you submit? Submit to one another's washing. Submit to one another's washing. Because here you can see, amen. Before you can come to the place of the will of the Lord, you must have, let's see Colossians chapter 1. Let's just see some few places there. You see that he had taken some time. Amen. Colossians 1. Go down to 6, 7. Okay. Which is come unto you as it is done in the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it does is also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. We're going to come back here later on. And you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful, can you see there? We call Epaphras a faithful minister of Christ. This is a man with water, pure water. All of those under Paul, they were all carrier of pure water. Pure, clean water. He's only a faithful minister of Christ. Who also declare unto us your love in the Spirit, for this cause we also, since we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and the desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, how? In all wisdom, and now please, and spiritual understanding. So, why you desire to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom, that you might walk worthy of the Lord. So how they gain understanding, apart from how they gain understanding, was that they started walking by reason of spiritual wisdom and understanding. Say amen. It means the Lord began to teach them on how to live. That's by doctrine. Amen. That's how they gave. And because that, when you have asked them, walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, all pleasing. When you walk worthy of the Lord, all pleasing, then you are being washed. Once you are able to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, then you are being washed by spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's when you are being washed. Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Because you know what the will of the Lord is. You have understanding of the will of the Lord. Amen. You have understanding of the will of the Lord in every area of life. You know what the Lord is will, what his mind is. You understand it. And you have exercised yourself in it. You have walked in it. So by that, you have been washed. And by being washed, you have access to water. So submitting yourself to one another. Submit to one another's washing. Huh? Ephesians. So a craftsman cannot say, that's the way I sit. That's the way I sit. No, you submit yourself. In fact, if anything happens in your office, and you're not even pastor, your brother also, who has age, because he has used that terrain. Before he asks you about it, you should give him detailed feedback. You know, in today's world, because today's world, you are not looking for how to walk worthy of the Lord. Eh? This is where I said it. I don't even know if I said it right. This is where I said it. This is where I said it. This is what happened there. And when they are going to hear it, it's just like that. It's submitting. You are submitting. So submitting to one another is not just like it's not bending. Bending is not submission. I understand we need to honor ourselves. You can be bending and you are stubborn, proud. Your heart is standing like a 1 a.m. When you can't tell your brother about your issue, how will you tell your wife? How will you tell your brother? Because you want to be sure you have done the will of God. And if not, you need to be washed to be helped. You are always looking for how to be clean. Because you have been washed and you want to remain clean. You don't want any dust to be on your feet. Say, hey, man. That money, they just shared it to me. I don't know. They just shared it to me. I don't know that. I don't know about my heart about this matter. Your brother can say, oh, that is no problem. It's for this. It can strengthen you in righteousness if you are supposed to take it. I can also tell you that is Nahuko. So when I feel you get into a problem anywhere, I should ask, who did you tell to talk to? Should have been washed. Should have been washed, should have been helped. Like I tell you, I said, there's nothing that happened to you in life that is secret. You know the world they live inside? They live inside self-imprisonment. Thinking nobody sees me. You should get to a point in your washing that you are naked. And not ashamed. If you are not naked, you can't be clean. Because things hide in secrecy. Yes, where art thou? I hide myself. I hide myself, nanny. Where art thou, nobody? I hide myself. Say amen. So when I say you are my brother or my sister, we're not making an official thing. We're saying that we are cell to cell. And you know, in the body, there's nothing that is in one cell that can say should not be in another cell. But by being part of the body, they are connected. Huh? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. That's why you receive an injection, pour here. Next second, you are feeling the taste in your mouth. And no pipe. It is the cell to cell movement. When you understand I'm in the spirit, you understand how the body called Christ function. That you can never be an individual. It's impossible. You can't be an individual. You are an individual taken and planted in a system. And that system forbear you to exist alone. Exist to your heart, your mind. Many of us, why we are dying? It's because of unspoken words. Things that you cannot tell anybody that are going on in your mind. The more you are washed, the more there should be lesser privacy. And that's why I said, the way I do things is that I don't want to have any secret. I want to only have few privacies. And I live like that. Few privacies. Sometimes, my office there, I always open my door in my office. My door is always flung open. So I was in the office, was it 2 days ago? And my other colleagues there knew I was around. It was a cool weather. So I didn't know how I closed the door. Not really slammed the door fully. I closed a little bit. So they came. Maybe they came around and saw that it was slammed. They didn't come in. So later I came out and I said, I was greeting them. I said, they didn't want to come because normally I open my door. But they saw that the door was a little bit closed, so they felt they should not disturb me. I said, wow, it was not intentional. Because I normally open my door. Amazingly, you pass through my door to turn the door. So most of the time, people just pass through in front. Nobody, they are not disturbing me. I just like openness. And I knew it's part of the working of Christ. I like openness. Say amen. So if you are not washed, you will like secrecy. You will like secrecy. And I came to know that openness makes you free. I don't understand what liberty makes you free. I know in the school that if anybody raised any issue on any matter, without me being there, I'm sure that everybody will say, Reverend does not close his office. And everybody, over the years. So there's no private deal with anybody. So, are you in the house with me, please? So it's submitting, submit your heart, submit your, submitting yourself to one another. It's not like, this thing I submit to you. What are the ones you have not submitted? Or you can show me something, 20% and hide 80%. In the name of submit, I like that word, submitting. Can you get that thing? So it's a lifestyle, continuous lifestyle. What I ask for next one, you are showing it. Eh? I shouldn't be forcing information from your mouth. You are thinking what to say. You are giving your mind too much wahala. What did I say last? If you speak the truth, you don't need to think of what I said last. Just start saying for what you are and to be in line with what was said last. For a man to be sanctified, it's only Jesus that has the wisdom for this matter. And you must not escape the wisdom. Even when you have done wrong, don't be ashamed. Be ashamed of the wrong. Don't be ashamed of opening yourself to your brother. Much more that your brother will learn how to also not to destroy because you have opened yourself to him or her. Say amen. This is a serious thing, right? So it's not, wives, submit yourself. Submit yourself unto your own what? Own husband as unto the Lord. As unto the Lord. Because your husband is a Lord. By the reason of being an husband. What does it mean? Is the Lord who should have the will of God for the house. Is the one who they gave the will for the family to. Are you in the house, please? Say amen. So the woman who have been submitted to one another should be able to submit herself to her own husband. If it's our own husband. As unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. Even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior. Savior means he's the savior or the washer or cleanser. And the word savior there. You see how he saves the body. He's the savior of the body. He's the one that makes our body, our union, to fit into what God has in mind for it. Are you in the house with me? That's why I always tell women, I say, if you're a wife, the first part of submission to your husband is to listen to your husband. Your husband is not bound to listen to you, but you are bound to listen to your husband. The husband listening to you is understanding the need for your supply. The need for his own adequacy. It's not a must. That is the way it is. Why? The water to wash the household, to wash the wife, it's not in the hand of the wife. It's in the hand of the husband. So that water washes her to be the kind of wife. Just like when we're in the body system, the water washes us to be in line with the will of God. Huh? Are we in the house, please? When my brother washes me and I wash my brother, it helps us to be in line with the will of God. So also in the domestic system, the water of the man helps the woman to be in line. To be the wife of the husband. Because when you married, you have some people. When you married you, you are a wife. You are not his wife. He that offended the wife. Not that offended his wife. No. He that offended the wife. Found a good thing. And obtained favor. So So the job is not to make a wife, his wife. That's why you can't compare yourself as a woman to another woman. Because you don't have the same husband. You should shut up that mouth to say your husband is not my husband. So what goes on in your family system and may not be able to go well in this family system. Say hey, amen. So the Lord compared and said, a woman who has been able to do that in the church should not have problem doing that in the home system. So it means that most of the time, we have not done that in the church properly. You have not submitted to another woman in church. You have not submitted to even to older, no, let's not talk, not, don't talk about your mate, older women. When they are instructing, you feel like, There's the way your soul is positioned. Your soul is highly is lifted up. Like when you're talking to those who are not yet married, before they get married, they feel, what's there? After 3 weeks, they're married. So, why don't you listen to those who have been there, who are telling you, and gain wisdom? See, until you get there by yourself and find it out that you are. Say, hey, man. I'm saying now. Say, can you see me? You say, what am I? And all the shame must go on together. Nothing must fail. Say, hey, man. So if we are submitted to one another, you would have need to get there to find out how you ought to have ordered yourself. I will instruct older women to teach younger women how they should love their husband. It means that younger women does not know how to love husband. The old younger women read book. Even when they read book, they still don't know how to. But how to is not in book. How to is one secret that is with. Say amen. The aged likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teacher of good things, that they may teach the young women. Teach young women. How many young women here will look up to older women for instruction? That's submitting. Sometimes what they will say, you may seem to have an idea of it, but you still listen. It shows you are submitting yourself. I went in the house to get a place. That's how things work. It may not look like reasonable, but that's how it works. So it says here, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject, can you see that? Is subject, the church look up to Christ. So, let the wives be to their own what? I can't hear you say that. Their own husband. You have to learn to, they want to teach you submission, to learn to look up. Look up means respect. Hold in high esteem. Take many times as law. Without questioning it. Yes. That's how a woman should die. When we're talking about the family altar, the family system, even when your husband is teaching and is staying poor as a wife, you don't say sweetheart. You keep quiet. Is that Paul and his wife went to Aquila and Priscilla? Ah, sweetheart. That's unruly. It's unruly. Because if it's in your office, If your boss is make a mistake, you don't say that. You don't say that. But you don't look it. Why are you looking that way? So, God, nothing. Nothing. Kosikoko at all. That's how to learn submissions, to be in subjection. Because what he doesn't know, he won't learn it from you. He will learn it from another person, not you. Husband don't learn from wife. So don't try to lecture your husband. Don't do that. Each time you want to expect your husband to teach him, he just prop it. It's not designed to learn from you. If you want to ask students, go to school and teach students there. You don't take your husband. You don't teach your husband. But the water is not with you. That's the truth about it. Whatever he doesn't know, you pray and say, Jesus, please help me to teach my husband. As long as it's your husband, your own husband. If you meet another husband in school, and he's cutting grammar on his head, you say, "Asa, koibe." Because it's not your own husband. He can hear from you. Your husband can hear from another woman. I went in the house, please. But he will not learn from you. So don't be a teacher. He only learn when he discovers that you are not trying to teach him. He learn when he sees that you are trying to fill up the gap. You are trying to be there. When he sees opposition, he can ask you, why are you doing that way? And learn from you. Not because I try to make him understand from you. No. No. See, when you explain to me, I listen to you. But you don't listen to me. It's not meant like that. Each time you correct, you teach me something, I listen now. I'm talking now. No.
For I bring unto you the order of the beginning. For marriage is an ordinances of the beginning. And that is how we place that order in the beginning. That a wife must be under the husband. The wife must be under the husband. As the husband also must be under Christ. That is the order of the beginning. That is the order of marriage. For marriage is an ordinance from the beginning. So we bring unto you even the wisdom of marriage. Even the understanding of marriage. That your marriage might come into fruitfulness. That even the marriage might showcase even the life of Christ. For marriage is a typology of Christ. For marriage is the showpiece of Christ. Marriage is a showpiece of Christ. And the wife must be subject to the husband. Even as the church is subject even to God. Right, even God. As the church is subject even even Christ, to dishonor your husband is not to stay under your husband. Stay under your husband. Even wives used to stay under your husband. And your mushia, even to the husband. Even to the husband. Even to the husband. Stay under Christ. Stay under Christ. For every marriage should be a union that can showcase Christ. That can become a hack that Christ can live in. Even to the ends of the earth. See here the Spirit of God.
Amen. Say amen. Amen. That is salvation program. That's how you are saved in that union. If you have a marriage relationship that does not obey these laws, it does not save. Even if you have all the things of this good of this world to use, there's no salvation there. It is the design that saves us. Say amen. Are we in the house, please? So you can see, I like what, let's say this place. 1 Peter chapter 3. Likewise, ye wives, being subject to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Why they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. That is, it does not mean that the woman is not good, is not talking. But it's not talking. He has language of talk. He has more power to penetrate than trying to teach the husband or correct the husband. I went in the house, please. It should, without the word, be won by conversation. Conversation involves words and behavior and manner. So it means that every word has manner. Say amen. What I say, every word has manner. So when the Lord is teaching us, that's why he uses many ways or many manners. The Lord uses many manners to reach us, to cleanse us. Are we in the house, please? Sometimes the Lord emphatically instructs you. Sometimes he holds you carefulness. Sometimes the Lord himself forbid talking to you. The Lord of manner of ways, the Lord reaches to administer water to cleanse you. If indeed you be cleansed. Like I was saying, was just yesterday. That's why a minister must not say, I have an approach. When I preach, they must cry. Crying may have his part of what he can cleanse. And it's the part that crying cannot cleanse. So you can't have a style. It must be Holy Ghost who is using you in manners. That's how souls are. Can be cleansed. Say amen. So God is saying that the woman, because she has acquired a spirit, which is called an ornament of a quiet spirit. That is, a woman or a believer should not be lousy in the heart, or should not be quick in the heart to want to effect correction. She has quiet spirit. On every moment, quiet spirit. Your husband is not dropping no money. You have quiet spirit. You know, there's a way something make you angry. Huh? Some behaviors make you angry. And some make have behavior that make you angry. Are you in the house or today, please? Say amen. Amen. Behavior that can make you angry. So women also have behavior that make you angry. You are just put off. But when you have a quiet spirit, it doesn't lead to provocation. It doesn't lead to utterance. It doesn't lead to behaviors that are against. I don't know if you're what I'm saying now. Because the hidden man of the heart So it means that the soul of this person is under the spirit. Hidden man of the heart. He already has a man of the heart. Who is the man of the heart? Spirit. The spirit is taking dominance. They call it spirit-controlled life. It's not responding to what he feels now. Because if there's somebody who has more feeling, female has more feeling, huh? I don't just feel good about it. I don't know. I'm not going to talk. But the behavior is talking 10 times. So I'm saying, I won't talk. And he's talking many ways. But hidden man of the heart means that you have is the spirit that takes dominance. That does not make you behave the way you feel. That's how to quiet a woman's spirit. A woman cannot have quiet spirit if the spirit is not. The natural noise of a woman's soul is noisy. That's a woman talks like 5 times a man in addressing one thing. That's why you are saying, sweetheart, that's okay. That's not okay. It's not, let me finish my words. He has not finished our words. Your own words is 3 statements. It's finished. Our own is 20 statements to finish. And to you, you have said 2 things and it's finished. And sincerely, it's finished. He can't speak 2 things and it's finished. There are still things he has not spoken. So sometimes you have to let her unburden. I just want someone to hear me out. To unburden herself with many talks. After the many talks, you don't even think, what am I even saying now? There's just the miracle of talking. I love you. I love you, women. You are wonderful people. You are wonderful people. That's why Jesus knows you too much. That's why Jesus is the best lover of women. He knows them too much. But he's saying that you have an hidden man. Let the hidden man take control. You'll find that your heart talks will just drop down, will reduce. That hidden man makes you know that you don't have to say everything. Make you just see that all it's not much talk that will solve this problem. But then just tell you, go and pray about it. Leave this talk. Are you in the house, please? That is conversation. Without the word, using conversation to convey the word. So you can't tell, a woman cannot tell us that if you are doing what the Bible says, we'll be okay in this house. You are referring him to the word. There's a way to say it that will not be like you are directing to the word. I just trust God that Jesus will help us more in this house to obey him and do his will. He can pick his own there. There's a way to say it, and with God, you have just heard his own there. Quick ball. Sweetheart, I said Jesus needs to help you. Oh, by yeah. But it's the way women feel that the man has not heard what I'm saying. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You're not responding because it's not acting on what you are saying. So, quiet spirit make you say it and leave it. I don't know. Huh? I'm talking about submitting. Okay, let's go on to the man. I think it was like that place. And so let the wife be to their husband in everything. Please, your Bible, rule that word, everything. In everything, you are going to die to that. And not keep secrets from your husband. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, okay, husband, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Kai. Gave himself for it. You will see that all of them are in the ministry. The woman was always using conversation. Is using water. That's our water response. There's nothing a woman needs to learn much as to learn how to say a thing. The Lord has to teach you by wisdom on how to say. Because your saying is your keyword. If your husband will carry you along on every matter, it's because of what you say when he raised the matter. Oh, I want you, sweetheart, to carry me along with it. Just watch what you normally say when he raised that, when he raised matter than that one. They test him if he can keep on unbuttoning himself to you. Or if you feel safe. Because in unbuttoning yourself, there's the way you feel sense of safety. Are we in the house, please? You have a sense of safety in your brother. If your brother use what you say to him against you, how do you feel? You feel disappointed. So you expect him to be mature enough to handle what you say. So in everybody's nature, there's a sense of safety and you want to be safe. In the hand of the loved one. If you wash my feet, then I need to be saved in your hands. Say, hey, man. So husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it. How did he give himself for it? Let's see how he gave himself for it. That he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So every man, listen, every man who will take a wife in God's judgment must have attained to a point when he has access to water. So he must have been washed and asked water to wash his wife. But what makes the wife your wife is your washing. What did I say? Your wife is the washing. You're the one that wash every other as a wife. He can marry anybody. It's a wife. It's a wife material. A wife material can marry anybody. When he marries you, you're the one that wash away all that choices. Other hands from her and make her your own wife. So you need to have attained to a point when you have access to water of washing. Because your wife will need a lot of washing. It's like a baby was born with blood. The baby has to be bathed, has to be washed. You're going to wash her to tell her how to say what you want her to say. Not by getting angry. No man can shut down easily. Instead of washing, he will shut down. Odipana. So for a man, shut down is the fastest way. And women don't like shut down. When you shut down on a woman, it feels like the highest way to whip a woman is to shut down. If your wife shut down, just say, kilo, kilo, shema, kilo. Because Because your wife shut down is not a big deal. You have seen her shut down many times. He shut up, short side, shut down. You see, you know? So, shorting. If you have to ask her, should I show you are okay? Because you're not too sure where she is exactly. You have to find out where she is. To feel where she is. A woman needs more social media than a man. The few things about man social media is when he's tired from work or when he lost the bidding. If he lose the bidding of the business, when it's coming down, he's done. That's how a man shut down. It's not only just he's tired. It didn't work out well. Once it doesn't work out well, it's just quiet and just coming. Sita, how are you? The man will stop talking this. I say, how are you? She may take that alone. Amen. The woman wants to use conversation without word. What will he do? It's well with your wife. No, 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 Sita, because you are there. Do you want water to drink? We hug there. He peck there, pecking. Osha so CDM and there, Osha long there. Hey man, it's not difficult when Christ is the one walking there. He's the one walking there. It's not difficult.
Be not false, as to be not false, testify. Showing you wisdom. Showing you wisdom. Even a wisdom for you to take a flight. Even a wisdom for flight. For you, husband and wife, you have to be one for flight. I'm showing you wisdom to be one. For you have to be one, even for you to take this flight. For there is a flight you must take. You must journey, even as one. You have to be one to journey, even unto the land that promised, even to your father. For there is a promise, even that promise to the father, that the son also must come into. It must also be a promise, even for son. It must be a promise, because it's a promise for the father, but son must also come. I'm speaking as to you as a son. A son who have to be one. You have to be one. You have to be one, even one in manners, conversation, even in life for you to take this flight. You have to take this flight. I'm showing you this wisdom. Embrace this wisdom. Don't fight this wisdom. This wisdom is your safety. It's your safety to even to the land. It's your safety to the land. Embrace this wisdom. Take it. Take it. It's about wisdom for you, even to be one as a husband and wife.
Amen. I like the word that the father this is dovetailing this way. Huh? You know, the thing is that the enemy of our soul is being independent. Every soul wants to be independent. No soul wants to be seen to be dependent. Even the man who is the head of the house is still dependent on the wife. Only on the manner of the wife communication. He needs the wife. Only that he won't take from the wife if the manner is not correct. Then the man will be lacking in the compliment he should get from the wife. Can you see what I'm saying? So it's not that he's independent and so is the Lord. He doesn't know in it. For example, Christ without the body. Head without body, that doesn't look like. It's immobile. Where you have the hand, the leg, it's in the body. So if you have all of the head, as much as the head is important, it's not defined as the body. So Jesus needs us. Needs the church. That's why he won't give up, but always providing water of cleansing for the body. So for a man must never give up in bringing water to the wife. You can't say, last year, in fact, I think this year I should rest. You can't rest. If you rest, you're no more loving. You should be looking at every way to ensure that what you have in mind is communicated, is understood, is accepted. Because the woman who's supposed to subject or submit may not submit in it. And this says, love your wife because she will submit to you. It's a commandment on the two sides, irrespective of what the other side responds as us. That's why there's no woman who has 100% submission. When we say this woman is submissive, there's still a certain part. Are you understanding now? You can be submissive financially, submissive, this and that one. It could be her body that is the problem. When you touch her body, it's like you're touching pain. And she's not lying. Her feeling is just away from it. I don't know how I'm saying that. So, it's, she wants to submit. Her frame is not allowing it. She will have to learn how to possess the vessel. Are we in the house, please? And make the vessel, that's what Christ does. To obey what the instruction of the command of the Lord is. That's understanding what the will of the Lord is. So you make your vessel to obey what is the will of the Lord. I'm not enjoying it, no. You first of all obey it. Then not learn to enjoy the will of the Lord. You don't say, Lord, let me enjoy so I can obey. No. Once you understand God's will, you obey the will as is fit in the Lord. Then the Lord will now give you wisdom on how to be able to bear it. But there's no temptation ever that ever taking you, but such as that is common to man. But God will also with the temptation make a way that can bear it. So a man can bear his wife. I said you can bear your wife until the time when she will be able to learn what she should learn. They asked Jesus, I said, can a man put away his wife for any cause? For every cause. It means that if he's doing it well in this side, and he's not doing well in this side, can you put her away for that cause? Because men, to an extent, we are selfish. Say, hey, man. And that's how a lot should be. A lot is selfish. Have you ever seen a lot who's not selfish? A lot wants his thing to be done in a way. That's a lot. A lot has demands on how things should be done. That's why a Lord is like a king. I can't hear you say. When he's not saying it, he has the way it should be done. The way you do, for example, your husband just like a kind of soup. But he doesn't complain. Any soup you bring, he eats it. The day you bring the soup he likes, you see the way everything just lighting up. Joy overflow in the heart, in the house. God is the Lord. He can be hiding all of that and being, you know, as if he manages it. Like in those days, my popsy likes pounded yam. Any day there's no pounded yam. Obviously, say, where today? Don't mind. I can eat anything. So they will make something like eba. You know? When they make the eba, the way she will eat it. Already you know that you have sinned. It's not ending there. The next morning, please make food early in this house. Oh, we didn't eat last night. So anytime I'm seeing, anytime Bob is saying, where anything is out, Bob saying, anything, come. Anything. You'll be tormenting me with accusation till next morning. Until the next pandemic is done, he won't stop complaining. In the afternoon, we say, please make sure they go to education early today, so we can eat very early today. Complain in the morning, complain in the afternoon, until he eats again. Your sins have forgiven you. Praise the name of the Lord. What I'm just saying is that the gospel wisdom can handle anybody if you understand it. If you are raised to go and serve a king, they say, oh, you serve a king. But you don't see your husband as a king. Can you see that? So people accuse you and say, you respect your pastor and your husband. They're not also wrong. You respect your pastor. Daddy. Your husband, sweetheart, they're just only. Amen. And that's not African, it's spiritual. It's spiritual, it's not African. So, it means the man must have water to program your wife to see respect as of value. I want the house, please. To see respect as of value, to know that respect is what this union stands on. She may not be brought up with a sense of respect. She may not have your value system. She may not have your background. I went in the house, please. You are going to love her until she learns it. That's why a woman should listen to the husband. If he says, the way you talk is not this way, it's not good this way, you listen to it. You don't say, that's the way I'm born. Say, let me tell you about the other meaning. And she complains, but thank God. Then you are not yet his wife. Work starts, then you become his wife. That's why I don't believe in Godship. No work is done in Godship. You shall see me. Because you have no power to make her your wife. You have no right. So nothing is there. So he will say, but we cut that 3 years. You didn't complain about this thing. It's not meant to complain there. The arrangement there does not demand for it. It's when you take your place and becomes the king of the house. Sometimes you will be so surprised. When you see some guys, when they are still young, as a single person, they look at their Libra. They don't mind. No, my kind of person, my kind of person is a liar. Man, what kind of person here? Yeah, about scripture that go obey scripture. Man, but come on, kind of person, my kind of person. I mean, I'm not. You know, my issues are not difficult. Ah, all complex, but yeah. I'm a simple person. Simple person. Get over, you know what? No man is simple. Every man is made to be a lord. Say amen. And you can enjoy being a lord very well when you make your wife a queen. A queen like Esther, not a queen like Vashti. Not rivaling queen. A queen who knows honor. Who knows there are times you can't appear to the man anyhow. That's the queen. Whose scepter will remain? Or else they will remove your scepter. Are you blessed today, please? What am I saying? That's water. Water is for cleansing. So in water, you are going to learn manner. Attitude, wisdom. A lot of things are in water that is called understanding. That thing called understanding is a lot of scheme. Lot of scheme. To talk to my wife, I think on what to say and how to say it. I'm not afraid of her. But I want what I want to say to fulfill what I intend saying. If I don't want to hurt you, then the water must not end up hurting you. That's water. Then how to say it, what language to use to say it? And I say it like that. So you must think, not that doctrine, think on that doctrine to teach you understanding how or what to say. You don't mean to hurt, then no hurt. You don't mean to hurt, don't hurt. So when we read something in the Bible, we have to ask the Lord for understanding. And that you might be filled with all the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's what we're explaining here. That you might walk worthy of the Lord to all pleasing. Grammar and kinia. It's unto everything must be all pleasing. It must be the way the Lord will have done it if he's the one there. I will have said it. See the way the Lord met that woman at the well. There's no time just to meet anybody that he will not, it will reach to your soul straight. That's water. He has that inroad there. To the point that even his enemies know that we can't jam this man anyhow. Sometimes let us just withdraw and leave him to himself. Right word in right season. A word spoken in season. It's like oil. When you can find the right word, you're going to be taught the right words and not how to say it in the right season. We're going to see later. Your words are not mere things you throw away. Your word is your wealth. Your word is your arm. Both to smash and to build. No one that just play premium on what you say. The word spoken is saying, how good is it? Everybody wants to have somebody who has goodly words to say. And you'll be a friend to a man who bring goodly words. Everybody on earth here desire a man who will bring words in season. Goodly words. Let's thank the Lord tonight and appreciate him. Because we have a great trust that our Christ formation is being equipped. I tell you that formation of the being of Christ is being equipped to function more in our relationship with one another. And much more to extend into every area of our life, to extend into our marriages, into our homes, to our family. We can be carrier, and we should be carrier of goodly words. I think that should be Naphtali of the sons of Jacob, who was a man that was blessed with goodly words. Lord, we thank you tonight. We appreciate you. We give glory and honor to you today. Thank you. Lord, we thank you. Receive grace tonight. Receive grace tonight. Come on, receive grace tonight. Receive wisdom tonight. Receive wisdom. Receive grace tonight. You are made wiser than your enemy already. You are made wiser. You are a better instrument of influence. Grace to our hearts. Wisdom to our soul. Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Thank you. Father, we thank you. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. Lord, we give thanks to you. Glory and praise to you, Father. We help the Father in life. We help the Father tonight in all the will of God. In all the will of God. Will not fail of the grace of God. Will not fail. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Father, because we send your strength into every home, every family that is under prayer this time. That your wisdom have a base. Your wisdom have entrance. Your wisdom take a seat in such homes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, oh God, in our assembly community that men and soul become purer and become cleaner every day, washed every day, as we gain the wisdom to submit one to another. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.